inspirational political women for the 18th century. It's a good one to ask. I think what we have had is we've had a few women who definitely need to be studied, who have been looked at. You know, people like, of course, Queen Anne and Sarah Duchess of Marlborough, Abigail Lady Masham. You know, there are people like that. And then at the other end of the century, there was always the Duchess of Devonshire. And those women are still important. We still need to be able to look at what they're doing. But I think what we need to do as well is we need to look at different kinds of political women. So there are other women who are involved in elections, and we could look at, say, again, Lady Susan Kirk and Oxfordshire in the middle of the century, one of the most expensive elections of the century. We could take a look at, and these are not inspirational necessarily, but they're interesting to find out about. We can take a look at some of the women who appear in things like the controverted elections, the petitions, the people who come in and witness in front of Parliament in controverted election cases and whose testimonies are recorded. Women who we would never find in any traditional political set of papers usually. You know, they're the laundresses and the servants and those kinds of women. And we need to think about what they're saying about a political world and how it operates right on the ground level in the boroughs. And also we need to look at women who are thinking about politics at the very top. And I think we need to look at family units sometimes. And so, you know, Duchess of Devonshire has been looked at for electoral politics a lot, but I think we should maybe be looking at, say, someone like her in a larger framework, put her in the context of her mother, who is also a very strong election and political figure, and her sister, who's got a different approach. Look at that as a triad of women's political involvement. I also really feel that we are missing out a lot on really looking again. You know, we've had some stuff that's been done, but it tends to not be terribly political around the way that women of the diplomatic world and the top end of the political elite operated. So, for instance, the workings of women like Princess Lieven, who comes as an ambassadress and is here for 20 some odd years, I think around 20 years, and her interchanges with politicians, her interchanges with Lady Cooper, Lady Palmerston, Lady Granville as being our woman in Paris, how she operates. There's been some recent work, Jennifer Morey's done some recent work on her and Lady Elizabeth Stewart, and there's some work starting to take place on that, but we need to think about a wider range of women on the ground. We need to look at some of this election ephemera and say, right, you know, who are they picking up on? And what is it about these people? You know, there are lots of individual names with small amounts of information that I think we could start, you know, just sort of unpicking some of the stories.